Yellow?
Hey, Bobby, it's Jerome. CVA, how are you?
All right, good. Who is this?
This is Jerome Pratt with CVA. I'm reaching back out. You had spoke to Forrest McGee, our owner, I think it was the last month or so, about Hillcrest. I just wanted
Yeah.
to reach back out. Have I caught you at a bad time?
No, I'm down here. I just came out of Outback restaurant, and so it's kind of noisy, but go ahead. I'm walking around the back a little bit. Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to know, are you still receiving offers? Actually, I see it's still listed as of right now.
Yeah, it's still listed, yeah.
Got you. I'm still interested in putting in the offer itself. I mean, it just depends on where you're at. It definitely would be a cash offer, so are you in the place to receive those? Or are you still looking to just,
Well, we got it listed for 229, but I can't take less than say 200 to 210, somewhere in that neighborhood. And investors, I know you guys, you got to pick up some property and do some work to it and stuff like that. But I built the place, and I can't take less than and then I'd rather like to have 215 if I could get it, but these guys are coming in at a $48,000, $123,000, and the city's got it assessed for 226, so I think 215 is about as low as I want to go with it. I mean, I got investor friends, but I'm not gonna sell to them for less than $200,000.
Yeah, and that makes sense. That definitely does make sense. Let me ask you this. How long is your listing agreement for?
Well, the guy, when I gave it to him, I told him that I didn't want to give it to a listing agent anyway. I didn't want to give it to a realtor because I just hate to see somebody sitting on their ass and then somebody sells it and they get 3% of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he told me, he said, "Well, you can fire me anytime you want." I said, "Okay, so we'll just see how it goes. If I get a decent offer on it myself, I'm going to say, well, I should get the 6% since I sold it." Right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the way I feel about it.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you one bit.
Uh-huh.
No, I definitely get that. And I mean, you're right, though. I mean, by the time they take 6%, it almost puts you below that 215 mark, even if you sell
Right.
for 229. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly. Right. That's why I'm saying, 210, I would go probably with that.
Got you. Yeah, no, and I mean, I'm only asking because we do list as well, but we're able to, like, list through our private network of investors and also through the MLS. It's completely up to you. But I mean, it sucks to see, that percentage go away. So I mean, it's six in one hand, half a dozen in the other, but we definitely, would like to. I'm gonna run this by the owner of the company and
Okay.
see if,
Okay. Well, I try to tell these people that are making these offers, they say, "Well, I'll call you back in a month or so." Well, don't call me back because I'm not going to take less than $200,000 for it. So, put my name in any way you want to, but don't call me back for less than $200,000 because I don't need the money that bad. I mean, I can use the money, but I got another house in Madison County that needs about $25,000 worth of work on it that I rented out, and that house is going to be in the 575 to the 625 range.
Got you.
I had somebody call me this morning about that, and I told them, yeah, if they want to take it like it is, I'd let them have 525, but I'm not going to go any less than that.
Got you. And that makes sense. I mean, it's you don't want to, there's no space to work anybody else into the deal. It's really just, you know, you want full profit off of what you have. And that's fair.
Exactly. Right. I built them, so I know what they're worth. So, like I said, I've got investor friends, and you know, they're coming in at the same thing most of everybody else is, 185. I haven't had anything over 185. So I'll just sit on it until, you know, as long as I have to.
Gotcha. And you said you haven't had anything for around 185?
185, I think, was the highest.
Gotcha.
But most of them are coming in at 145, 146, something like that, 150. And even I had one for 48,000. How about that?
Yeah, no.
$48,000. Come on.
Yeah, no, it happens, you know.
Okay. People, well, you know, y'all put your heads together, and if you think you can get them up with 200,000, fine. If not, then, you know, there's no hard feelings.
Yeah, no, definitely understood. Definitely understood. And I'll see what I can do, and if I call you back, it'll be with good news.
Okay. That'd be good. Thank you so much.
All right. No problem, Bobby. You have a great rest of your day.
Bye. Bye-bye.